any real regular artwork like that. I don't seem to have the touch. I used to like to watch old Bob Ross on the public television. It's all technique. I just really never got into that. This here, I'll take the lid off of it so that
you can see my little weather vane.
Yep.
You can see inside there. So I made the hinges for this and the door handles. This is all nailed together with straight pins. It's all framed and nailed together. There's 1,500 straight pins in here. I cut them off with a little pair of snips and then either press them in there or tap them in with a little hammer. I made the windows out of a little piece of mylar. And so yeah, this was fun.
So this is a little workshop.
Little
cabin workshop.
Yeah, little workshop, tool shed. I got a little hand truck. And I made these wheels out of little rubber washers. I use a little miniature lathe and a little miniature milling machine to do some of this stuff so that I can make these hubs.
Okay. So is that cast too?
No, this is all just soldered together.
Okay.
So this is made out of brass. And this wheelbarrow. This is the bottom is one piece. And there's a solder joint right here. And you can see where I soldered the bottom into it. And then I soldered a piece of copper wire around the edge to make the roll. And once I got that soldered together, and then I made the wheel and made all these pieces. This is all riveted together. See where I tap the rivets?
Mm-hmm.
I just get it on a little anvil. And I put the piece of brass in a drill chuck and put the one rivet head on one end, and then I put it together and then set it up on something. Then I can tap on this and do the other side.
That's
so it's all riveted together.
Can't even see the copper wire. It looks like one piece.
Yeah, I had to file it, and you can see a little bit where the solder joint was at. But yeah, I took sandpaper and stuff like that and just cleaned it up and got it so that it blended together. That's the only place you can really see it's real good, because I had to put a seam right there, see where it soldered together.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a wooden block that I used for a form to do this, and then I just sat it down flat and then put the copper wire on there and solder it a little bit at a time. And so yeah, this turned out pretty cool.
I like that.
I got a little digging iron. This thing, I made these just fiddling around. I got a couple stones come off of it. This is all mortared together with cement, and I might make a few more of these.
So because this is an outdoor chimney?
Like
or outdoor
a barbecue
oven?
Pit.
Yeah.
But what's cool is I can put incense in here and light it, and then the smoke will come out the chimney.
Oh, that's
cool. So that worked out pretty neat. See, and then I got a little buck saw there.
Uh-huh.
Just anything that I can think of to make miniatures of.
Uh-huh.
And then I measure, I get like a real wheelbarrow, and I measure it and then scale it down and round it off to the 16th of an inch to get it close enough. And most of the time it works out pretty good. I got my little ladder here, and this isn't finished yet either, because I've got to trim these off and go ahead and hammer the ends of them to get them in there solid. They're just stuck in there at the moment. But yeah, it'll go up and down. I don't have the springs on it or anything, but.
So you measured a real ladder.
Mm-hmm.
To get the scale.
Yeah, and then I just go from there.
And let's see, what else you have? Your tools.
Some of this stuff is relatively simple. This is real simple to do. Just a little piece of wood and just glued together. Stuff like this is, it didn't take long to make.
Mm-hmm.
This was a challenge. Excuse me. Because I had to get all this soldered together without getting it so hot that it falls apart. And I had to get the wheels just at the right height so that it'll sit properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that took a little bit doing to get that.
And then why don't you talk me through the tools?
For the toolbox.
Okay. This little handsaw is just, see, I've been put little teeth on it. And this is riveted on there.
Uh-huh.
And this is just made out of a piece of brass. And this here is a little bracing bit. Actually, I made this piece and this piece. And then I made my wood handle and then drilled a hole in it. And then these were just stuck in there and then mm-hmm. put the thing on the end.
And what would you call that?
It's a bracing bit. It's like a hand drill.
Oh, yeah.
And then the chisels, I just made the little handles with the wood, drilled the hole, and just made these pieces out of brass. Same way with this. Little draw knife. It's got my little edge on it. This is all just made out of brass. This is cast. This is bronze. So I casted a bunch of these. This is cast. See, that's a slightly different color than the brass. That's cast. This is cast.
The anvil.
Mm-hmm. And
what about the
this here
the little
not
bench sides?
That's not those are made out of brass. And I get them on a thing. It's called a little block that you screw down with a with a notch in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a jeweler's saw. So this were made out of just a little flat piece of brass, and I lay it flat, and I draw my pattern on there, and I cut all that out with a jeweler's saw. It's like a wee little tile. I'll show you with a jeweler's mm-hmm. saw.
Okay.
I take a saw like this, and I have a block that is there, a tapered block that I screw down. It has a notch in it, so I can lay a piece on there, and it gives me room to cut. And then I get my pattern drawn on there, and I just drill a hole where each one of these sections is. And then I take the saw blade loose and stick it down through the hole and tighten it back up. And then I can move the thing around and saw that all out. So it takes a while to do this too. And then a couple pieces here for the, there's one more board that goes on here.
Mm.
And those are soldered on there. But the rest of it's just cut out. So this is another one of the things that I never quite got to finish. But I started getting into a poultry operation here, and that takes most of my time anymore.
Yeah.
And I got some more tools in here.
Oh, cool.
And these are cast, and I just make the handles.
Shovel and rake. And
mm-hmm.
Pitchfork.
Yeah, this was pretty tough to make this. because I had to, it was difficult to cast because I'm making a mold out of this without these being all out of whack. It was a little difficult, but and then I just put the handle in it. That handle's not even riveted on there yet. Sometimes some of them are actually riveted on. Little hose. See, I got a rivet in that one. Mm. These are riveted on.
You must have good a good steady hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, these were. This was I got that soldered on there, and then I got this little rim soldered around here, and this was just hammered out on a. Take a piece of wood and get that shape.
So that's a two copper pots here?
Yeah. And this is just little pieces of copper that somewhere here there's a solder joint right there. And then the bottom of it's soldered on. And then I'll just take sandpaper and clean it off, or real small files, and clean it off to make the solder joint disappear. Same way with this one. See, there's my solder joint, and then where I put the bottom on it.
You said everything's at a 1/12 scale?
1/12 scale is, that's a standard dollhouse scale.
Okay.
Except for a few of these other things that are, you know, like this here is like a quarter scale.
Watering can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And same way with these. See, this isn't finished. This was like a woodworker's vise.
Mm.
I still have to put the lead screw in it and all that. I have these in here to just keep everything lined up. But this is all milled out on a milling machine. So it takes some time. And this is really complicated because all these.
What would you call this?
This is a cross feed vise, okay. Like what you have on a drill press,
uh-huh.
So that you can move the. You can move this thing that way, and then you can move this one that way. It can go back and forth, so you can line your bit up to do your drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And but this was complicated because I had to make all the. This is all milled out. Had to do all this, and then all I'm trying to think of the name of it. But all this was milled out. So I had to make this piece. I had to make these pieces. And had to mill all that out. So there's one, two, three. There's a whole bunch of pieces in this thing.
Mm.
And then I had to do all the. This is just a brass screw that I use for my lead screws.
And you said, well, would you say it's all inspired by your own work?
I was just fiddling around, and once after I did this, and I got interested in doing the miniatures,
uh-huh.
And decided to really go like a regular dollhouse scale,
mm-hmm.
And just something good. We used to do museum work here.
Okay.
We used to do museum exhibits. That's where I had access to the tools and ideas and ways to do things,
mm-hmm.
to get into doing this. If I had my way, I'd just do stuff like this all the time.
Right, yeah.
I haven't had time to do any of this for quite a while. 'Cause now I'm into chickens and ducks and turkeys and,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. But. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's difficult, you know. People like it, but nobody wants to pay what it actually takes to make this stuff.
Right.
Like
right.
This here, I'd have to sell this for $400.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I got 40 some hours in that.
In the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's this thing here. That took probably a month to make
that. That looks amazing. So that's a. Wait, you said that's a drill press?
Drill press vise.
Vise, okay, yeah. So you can hold things to drill.
Yeah, and so it goes on a drill press, and you bolt it down, and then you put your whatever you're working on in there.
Uh-huh.
Instead of having to move it around and try to get it centered, you get it clamped on. Then you can move this and get it lined up perfectly, because it'll go back and forth this way and back and forth mm-hmm. that way.
Yeah.
And they call it cross feed vise. Oh. And I started making this. This is just little solid pieces of brass.
Mm-hmm.
I was making a set of oxyacetylene tanks. And I was going to use this wire. I'll take the copper wire out of this, and I was going to use that for my hoses. And then, see here, there's little regulators. And little gauges.
Uh-huh.
So that still has to be soldered together. There's a little torch handle and a little piece of copper in there for the tip. Kind of hard to see it. I'll dump it out here so you can see. So there would be there's my torch handle, and that's still in there. And that was the little tiny piece of copper wire that would be for the tip of the torch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still have to make a little thing to put the little knobs on it. And then these are made up for the gauges. Mm-hmm. I think I got holes drilled in them already. And then those will go on here whenever I get, I'd have to trim these off, because mm-hmm. these are just stuck in there right now. Here's a couple that have been, they're like ready to go. And then those will go in there, and then fitting where it goes onto the tank. And then I'd have to drill this out and put a little screw in there. So some of this is really
yeah, that's very intricate.
Very difficult to do. And these are milled out on a milling machine. See the little, it's shaped just like a regular regulator on a torch rig. And so yeah, it's a lot of fun, but and a lot of time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, maybe we can sit down and I can do it, you know, have you introduce yourself and
sure.
talk about your background and that sort of thing.
All right. Put this back
maybe
in here
I'll see
now.
If I can. One line of battery left. So